It's the Healthy, Well, and Wise Show with Barb from, what can I say, from where? Where are you from, Barb? Simcoe? Let's say Simcoe. Let's go with Simcoe today.
Yes.
We just make it up as we go, folks. And the article that you're putting in the Hub this month is Here and Now. And boy, there's a lot to unpack in this, and I'm excited about it. But it also made me very reflective on what I had seen recently in my life. So I'm going to let you take the floor, and I might throw in some one or two liners, if you don't mind, along the way.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait to hear. Yeah. So Here and Now, I think our readers and listeners are aware that my husband had gone for some counseling about a year and a half ago now. And it was truly the best thing that he could have done for himself. And a lot of things had surfaced in my own life and a few health challenges. And I thought, okay, I could try this as well and see how everything shakes out. And that's where Here and Now has come from, because it's been a really powerful growth and learning opportunity and a way of looking at responses to situations and addressing, hey, why is that coming up? And a lot of grace and space and self-care comes with it.
And you can, it's really important too, because you can do all the things right. You can eat well, try and get your sleep, exercise. But if there's something nagging, it's just going to keep nagging, isn't it?
It is. And that's the stress component. Because when things come up from our past, and this is what we see with PTSD, is that those feelings, those hormones, those chemicals, all of that, when that thought kicks in, it's as if it's happening now.
Right.
And so that elevates your cortisol levels and it taxes the adrenals, and that fight or flight response gets going on in our brains and bodies. And, you know, back when we did have to defend ourselves against saber-toothed tigers, that was a really powerful response. But, you know, when we are constantly in that reactive mode, there are all sorts of, you know, effects that are going on in our bodies that actually are very, very potentially harmful to us, because it's increasing inflammation. It's that getting stuck and that chronic stress, because acute stress is actually a wonderful thing. And we can have acute stress to exciting good things, but it can also be to things that are, you know, when we need to figure out, do I fight, do I run, or do I just freeze?
Yeah.
But with chronic stress, it is, we keep going back to that pattern, and all of that cascade of those hormones and chemicals that are robbing us of our health are just constantly in action. And it's really important that we recognize that. And that's where the coaching and counseling comes in, is it's helping you recognize and reframe and figure out how you can actually change that dynamic within yourself and in your relationships.
Yeah, it, for sure. And I think I like that, because I think a few years back, I know I had this epiphany where I just remember walking myself through this thought process and going, okay, I've got to let this stuff go. Like there was, I think it's two forms. I think the everyday problems, if you let them, you know what I mean? But that the minor things will just overtake you. And then this, if this background problem is laying way there, deep buried, and all of a sudden, you know, it's picking at it and it blows up on you again. I think that happens. But I think one of the things I had to come to terms with, it just, you know, take care of yourself. It's time just to be that person to take care of yourself. You're not being selfish. You're being true to yourself, I think.
Yeah, you're honoring yourself. You're honoring your life. And, you know, when you take that time to honor yourself in our self-talk, my gosh, nobody's more cruel to ourselves than we are.
Yeah.
We can find compassion in a million different ways for other people, but we find it very, very hard. And so where does that come from? And when we start to go, you know, into that with the proper people to support us, it's a really good thing. And your immune system responds to that. But, you know, we, and as the article says, you can have the best diet in the world. You can be taking the very best supplements. You can be getting sleep. You can be drinking enough water. You can be engaging in activity. But if the trash pandas are loose here, you're still going to have those negative effects occurring. And if it keeps coming back, you know, people can be really, really ruthless with themselves and the things that they put on themselves. And back, you know, years ago, things had days. There was baking day. There was laundry day.
Yeah.
There was, you know, bath day. Like, we didn't cram a million different obligations into a day the way that we do now. And, you know, there was therapy in that level of applying yourself to something that needed to get done. And nowadays it's like, okay, laundry's on, dishwasher's on, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that. We're not present. We're not here and now. And it's such a scramble, and it really, really can have a very, very negative effect on our life and our health, and definitely our relationships if we're not addressing that.
Yeah, I think we have this tendency to think that we need to be perfect, but we're not. We're nowhere near, and we're not even taking care of ourselves. On that note, I want to share with you one quick thing. On the weekend, I was at a ball game, and I think this kind of fits with where we're going today. Was so they at fifth inning, they do birthdays. They start with, you know, the 10-year-olds and blah 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 blah. It goes on, but there was a lady there that had just turned 100 years old. Her name was Ethel.
Wow.
And she was sitting just a section over, and Monica and I could see her clearly, and she looked fantastic. She looked fantastic, and she was enjoying the ball game. And the crowd gave her a little standing ovation when they announced her birthday. But then it was really cool in that moment. They all started chanting her name. There was a couple thousand people there, and they're all chanting Ethel. And I, you know, it kind of put everything in perspective for me again. This lady had lived 100 years. Like, she was 10 years old when Babe Ruth hit his last home run. Like, that's, you know, that's a long time to be around. And I thought about, well, I wonder what her perspective is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because you just nailed it. She's seen so many changes, and she's probably maintained a certain balance in her life. You know what I mean? Like, she has her routines, I'm sure of it, but she's always been doing things like this, going out to a ball game, or, you know, just taking in life in the moments. And I just thought, you know, you're proud of her and you're happy for her. And you're just like, okay, how do you do that? Right? How do you get to that point where you're, and her kids were with her, which were probably in their 70s, which was amazing. But I just thought it was the coolest thing to see. Yeah. And it reminded me of, and I read your article this morning, and we were talking about this, and it just reminded me of how just live in that moment, be present, like you said. And she was present. Mm-hmm. She had this great big smile as people chanted her name. And it was just, I thought it was a really cool moment to be part of. You know, the hair stood up on your arms, right? Because you're like, wow, this is cool. Like, mm-hmm. you're in the presence of someone that has seen literally everything, come through it, looks great, smiling and enjoying the day.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Happy birthday, Ethel.
Like, right. And you're like,
what a landmark.
Yeah, you saw indoor plumbing come. You saw
yeah.
you know, TV, computers, the whole bit. And she's maintained that presence. And mm-hmm. I just thought, we probably all need to slow down and be more like Ethel. Just enjoy it.
We do. We need that, the understanding of what balance can look like and feel like in our lives. And, you know, obviously not every day is going to be, you know, it's like, hey, I nailed it. But it's a graceful learning process. And we can, you know, relationships where there have been struggles and challenges can blossom, because in checking ourselves, we can also check how, you know, and we talked a bit about, you know, my relationship with my kids. My son will be 40 this year. My daughter will be 39 this year. And, you know, it's the counseling has given me thought processes and tools that I know going forward are going to make those relationships even more beautiful. And it's a refreshing clarity when we step into that here and now in our lives. It's beautiful.
I do think too, and I want to, because I think what you do as far as, you know, helping people with their nutrition and being in that right frame of mind is critical to get you to that point as well. Like, you've got to take care of yourself physically in order to take care of that mental stuff as well. I think, I think it can be interchangeable, but I still think you know, you only feel as good as your body.
Yeah.
So if your body's feeling good and you're dealing with stuff, and then you've got this other situation you want to deal with, you're more equipped to do it because you're eating right. You're trying to get that rest. You're exercising. All those components play forward to help you resolve the issue that might be way back there, still holding you back as a person.
Definitely. And it is that holism, that holistic, you know, we can't separate all of these parts and elements of ourselves. We truly need to see everything as influencing the whole. And when we accept and address things that way, you know, those baby steps towards finding that balance, it's the best way to do it. Because, you know, tackling, thinking you have to get to the top of the mountain in one step, it just short of a helicopter, it's not going to happen, right? We need to, and on that path, we discover so many beautiful things and so many wonderful things, and we find our resilience and we find the strength within ourselves and the wonder at, wow, that was hard. Like, that was hard, and I made it through, and this is the person that, you know, but we can become more than what we are when we're addressing these things that are holding us back and holding us stuck.
Like you said too earlier, if you put things, I do think you have to have time almost every day for yourself. I do think that's critical, even if it's for a walk or something, to put the phone away or turn the computer up. And I do think that would be a huge start for anyone that's trying to figure it all out. Like, I want your opinion on this, because this is my take on it, is like, you know what, if you've got other things that are within you that have never been explored, but you got to start by just exploring who you are first. Like, you've got to take that walk, or, you know, go, okay, you know, and like you said, the daily distractions that we put ourselves through in order to bury these things is incredible, right? We want to be that perfect person. We want to do this, this, and this, but really we're just not taking the time to look inside and maybe be a little analytical about what we need as a person. I truly always felt when I started trail running years ago, that was sort of that outlet to sort of start finding out who I was. And I think some people need to, you know, it can be a walk, it can be a bike ride, it can be anything that's you being you, I guess. So that's my take.
Yes. And I think that's wonderful. It's give yourself permission to step into those areas of your life that you've been holding back from because you believe you don't have the time, or maybe you don't even feel like you deserve to do, you know, so whether it's a soak in the tub, whether it's dragging out your paints and doing, you don't have to be, you know, an amazing artist to enjoy these activities. But it's important because during those periods of creativity, it's also doing beautiful things in your brain, allowing you to sort through and process. And, you know, whether it's folding a basket of laundry, doing a sink full of dishes, my husband and I, we both enjoy washing dishes by hand.
All right, so I think we got to the root of the problem. You guys got to look into that. There's something wrong there.
There's something wrong with that, perhaps. And maybe we just don't have a very good dishwasher. Those mundane little activities, let that be your time to clean up the thoughts in your head,
right?
You know, vacuuming the house. I mean,
actually time together too, right?
It is. That's the other part. It is. Yeah. And we tag team this housework thing. Like, we are dynamos. It's awesome.
I'm going to need some work on that end of it. But anyway, the other part too, the last thing I want to touch on that is in your, I think if there's, you know, there's some hints in your article about the people around you. Like, I think that's such an important aspect of it too, because figure out who brings the positive to the table with them and who doesn't around you. Because I think that sometimes is a stepping stone for figuring out who you are. And the influence of outside people, may it be friends or family, you know, it can be detrimental sometimes to your own mental health. So, you know, take stock of who you're talking to. I always think anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, it goes to, you know, there are many people that are in situations that sandwich generation, maybe caring for an elderly parent, still have, you know, responsibilities to children, grandchildren, a lot of, you know, grandparents are raising grandchildren, that sort of thing. But when we are, I guess we'll use the word triggered, but if being around a certain person and you're always finding you're going to a really negative or unhappy things or distressing things keep coming up, that's where that counseling and coaching can really help people the most. Because when you understand the why and you start to sort through that a little bit, it changes the way that we respond. You know, because there are certain responsibilities that are, they're simply going to be things that we do need to do. And then there are people that are in our lives that they're just toxic. And you can give yourself permission to not be around that type of person. You can, you know, definitely make empowered choices about who you want to be around as well. But we're still growing and learning, and that doesn't stop just because of the number of our ages. It's something that potential, you know, it's a beautiful thing. As complicated as life can be sometimes, it's the fact that we're still here is the gift.
And the emphasis is always on something that really shouldn't be a priority. Like, that's kind of vague, but I mean, you know, you're always worried about paying the bills, but at the same time, bills are always going to be there. You'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, you've got to take that moment to enjoy doing the dishes with your spouse, or, you know, having that conversation with a friend or a relative, because I think those are fleeting.
Yeah. They are.
As you and I age, Barb, we understand the value of that.
We do.
Way younger than me, folks. I'm not trying to say. All right, I'm going down a rabbit hole I probably shouldn't go down today. It's called Here and Now. It's in the July Hub. Thanks for doing this. This was a really great conversation. I really enjoyed this today, Barb.
Okay, me too.
Take care.
You too.